Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic National Convention kicking off tonight, but a virtual affair this year due to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. It'll run from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern over four nights. Democratic National Chairman Tom Perez says for voters, the event will still prove exciting.
This is about our vision as a nation. How will we build back a better America? 99.9% of the American people watch a convention on television. They don't physically attend a convention.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will give his speech to accept his party's presidential nomination on Thursday night. Biden's running mate Kamala Harris will speak on Wednesday night. President Trump starts a campaign swing today with appearances in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Later this week, he'll visit Joe Biden's birthplace of Scranton, Pennsylvania, and then Yuma, Arizona. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling on lawmakers to return to Washington earlier than scheduled from their recess to vote on a bill that she says would save the Postal Service. Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren says it's the right move.
I believe that Mitch McConnell needs to bring the Senate back as well. I called for that publicly yesterday. People depend on the post office. We're depending on it for our democracy, for votes, but people also depend on it to get their retirement checks and their Social Security.
Warren speaking there on NBC's Today show this morning about what the Democrats are calling the Deliver for America Act. Sunday may have seen the hottest reliably recorded day on Earth ever. Death Valley, California, hitting 130 degrees to break its August record. It set a record high of 134 degrees set in 1913, but these days scientists doubt the accuracy of the equipment that was used 107 years ago. And this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Police in Portland, Oregon say they couldn't get to more than 60 overnight calls because they were so busy contending with hundreds of violent demonstrators. The police department saying officers couldn't respond to calls including for theft, hit and run, alarms, and stolen vehicles. On a lighter note, it was quite a birthday celebration in Charlotte, North Carolina over the weekend. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
The oldest living American, Hester Ford, celebrated her birthday yesterday, turning 116. She's the oldest person on record in the United States, according to data compiled by the Gerontology Research Group and the United States Census Bureau. Ford was born on a farm in Lancaster County, South Carolina. She married at age 14 to John Ford, gave birth to the first of the couple's 12 children at age 15. Her husband died in 1963. Ford had not been hospitalized even once in the first 108 years of her life. She now has 68 grandchildren, 125 great-grandchildren, and at least 100 120 great-great-grandchildren. I'm John Hunt.
And now the coronavirus pandemic is being blamed for the rising price of one of America's favorite pizza toppings. Some small pizza parlors are reporting having to pay up to 50% more recently for pepperoni because the pandemic has been creating pepperoni shortages. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, I wonder what it must be like to be President Trump for just a moment. I mean, here is someone doing well in business. I mean, had the money in the world, you know, incredible family. I mean, you look at his family, you go, wow, who wouldn't want, you know, family members and the children that he's raised as part of his legacy. And he's guilty of loving the country to such a degree. He says, look, I'm going to come out and get in the playing field because I think I can help the country out. And in 3.5 years, with all the resistance of the mainstream media and, of course, the opposition party and those that didn't like the color of his hair or his skin or whatever, he turns the economy around, helps us enjoy a job growth that touches all demographies and colors in this country. He starts to make America truly great again. And meanwhile, the opposition is trying to impeach him. It is one attack after another. And as if that's not enough, his brother passes away, and the commentary from some of the talking heads and these people who talk about unity is that maybe the wrong Trump died. Phil Hotzenpiller is with us. He's the founder and president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church, a dear friend of mine. Phil, it's nuts, isn't it?
It is a crazy time we live in, and I think everyone agrees there's something else going on besides what we see on the media. There is a almost a game behind the game, and that's what's intriguing to people, and that's what's also confusing.
Mm-hmm. But how messed up are we as a society? I mean, we should be so outraged by the things said about the president's brother. I mean, here he says, this is my best friend. I've lost my dear brother, my best friend. And all the headline could say was that, you know, Robert, you know, led the charge to squash you know, a relative's writing that wasn't endorsed and spurious and, you know, lacked credibility. And somehow that's the headline.
Well, one of the marks that we have of today is that there is a lack of compassion, a lack of sensitivity on all levels. I believe social media introduced that to us by allowing people to say anything and everything they want to on social media. And so that introduced that concept. And then on the other side, there is this cancel culture that is trying to not only silence us and take away first, second, Fourth Amendment rights all down the line there, but also trying to control everything we say. It's very typical of what you see that happened, for example, in a socialist or a communist country. Mm-hmm. That is the strategy that goes on.
Right. I referred to it early on, Phil, as the spirit of invalidation. It's demonic. And the way it has taken over the culture, and here we are. I mean, we are knocking out reasonable conversation. I just had this conversation with Dr. Carol Swain, and you and I touched on this as well here recently. Jordan Peterson's book, and he talks about this siloing of our mindsets, that we end up reducing ourselves to our lowest common denominator when we're not listening to other people. And in actuality, we end up rendering ourselves stupid. Now, that's my interpretation of what he said, because I took it to the next level. He talked about in terms of us being reduced to mediocrity, which I resent. I hate mediocrity. I got to tell you, if I can say, I think that is so evil. Because mediocrity reduces God's creation to its lowest common denominator and not to the heights that he created us for.
Well, it's not who we are as a people in terms of our heritage. Karl Marx once said, take away the heritage of a people and they're easily destroyed.
Mm.
And so we find ourselves on that doorstep of trying to navigate through what was important yesterday is no longer even a conversation today. Thomas Sowell, who's a great black educator, thinker, said, ours may be the first civilization destroyed not by the power of our enemies, but by the ignorance of our teachers and the dangerous nonsense that they are teaching our children. In an age of artificial intelligence, they are creating artificial stupidity.
Yeah, wow, brilliantly said. And look what happened here recently in Portland. I don't know, what was it, a couple dozen people arrested? Half of them were teachers?
Right.
Reinforce Thomas Sowell's point, right?
Yeah, and many of them were active members of Antifa.
Yes.
And so you think about that. I came across an article just yesterday about this matter of one teacher in Philadelphia was complaining because of she thought that there was going to be snooping by parents on online and how that was going to worry them that there would be not a safe zone for her to indoctrinate kids in transgender and homosexual lifestyles. And I'm sitting there thinking, I remember a day when teachers begged for parents to be involved and be a part of what was going on. Mm-hmm. And now there's these isolation wards where indoctrination is taking place, and we're seeing it play out in a pretty crazy way.
Well, and Carol Swain said this, Phil, I think you should take note of, is how do we trust these people that can't even tell the difference between the genders? And we're supposed to entrust and give them all credibility and honor and glory and help and look to them for leadership?
Well, exactly. I was actually part of down at San Diego State, in the law department down there. They were talking about genders, and the professor of law said, I don't really understand this, but there's now 56 different genders. And I'm scratching my head trying to figure that one out. I thought there was two.
Right.
But anyway, we're living in a day. I don't know if you're familiar with Congressman Albert Herlong. He was a 1963 congressman who had a list for the goals of communists. It was read into the 88th Congress. And one of them was, this was from communist Russia, control schools as transmission belts for socialism and communist propaganda, soften curriculum to get control of teachers' associations, and infiltrate churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. And it went on to talk about, he went on like 14 points, and every one of them, not missing one of them, is what we're experiencing today. And we didn't experience all of these yesterday. It's a today thing that's being now uncovered before our very eyes.
Yeah, it's been a gradual process, no doubt. I mean, at the turn of the 20th century,
you had public education taken over by progressives, and the rest of America, while we were busy, trying to provide for our families, have just allowed each decade to pass, and with each decade passing, progressives gained more and more ground to where somebody can make a statement like this congressman, and, you know, and here we are. We're living that reality. And so, hey, how do you like me now, right?
Correct. Correct.
Scary stuff.
Well,
we've got to go to break, and he's the founder and president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church, and we're going to talk more about American Faith, what it's all about, also how Phil has been encouraging other pastors. We hear about what John MacArthur has done in terms of making sure people still come together, because that's what God has called people of faith to do, is not to abandon, the purpose of coming together on Saturdays or Sundays. More from Phil after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
It's our God-given right, you know, to live free, okay? It's not given to us by the government, by Donald Trump, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris, but by God himself. Phil Hotzenpiller continues with us. He's the founder president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church. Phil, American Faith, you know, what was the motivation for you to find, you know, this organization?
Well, I think really is the conditions here in California with our governor and what I felt like was overreach on his part in the faith community for the First Amendment rights. And so initially we were told we couldn't meet, and so we shut down like every church I think did in California in the end of March. And because we sincerely wanted to be a benefit and minister to our people. And as things kept rolling on, it was pretty clear that there was duplicity in thinking, and where an average of 500 people could be in a Target, and yet we couldn't open. Mm-hmm. And so what we just said, I gathered with a group of about 35 pastors in the middle of May. It made national headlines. It was on Fox, different mm-hmm. news agencies. And we said, we're opening on May 31st with or without the governor's approval.
Right.
And so we did. And there were about 3,000 churches that did open up at that time. Mm-hmm. And I still hadn't launched American Faith because, you know, I was still thinking, well, okay, we're going to act. And if we get cited or try to close down or arrested, we're going for it because we believe First Amendment rights.
Mm-hmm.
Then, what developed next was, limiting the number of people to 99. And then that followed, another overreach, which was, no singing, no chanting, and that was right in the middle of Black Lives Matter rioting and protesting. And so, you know, we said, no, we're not going to do this. So we just went for it. We said we take reservations just so that we can have people sign off on a disclaimer and not hold liable for, you know, anything that's going on here because we are in violation of the governor's order.
Mm-hmm.
And then we launched a outdoor worship area so that we'd give our people more comfort if they didn't feel comfortable inside. But I've got to tell you, indoor, if we didn't put restrictions on the numbers, mm-hmm. We would have every square inch filled. Last week, we filled up our indoor space in 19 minutes.
Wow.
So you think about that. So American Faith launched out of that hotbed of overreach. And it's a coalition of faith-based individuals that focus on educating and empowering people to understand and exercise constitutional rights. So, you know, patriotism is one of those things that if you're an American, it elicits a lot of things, a lot of good things, a lot of love and pride and devotion that you feel when you, you know, salute the flag or you sing the Star Spangled Banner. So what we did, we created a site where you could find lots of resources. And then we began to jump into this idea of let's have events. So our first event was we invited a candidate for governor in 2022, unless the recall for Newsom happens. Mm-hmm. And that was...
I'm seeing signs, by the way. I want you to know I'm seeing signs to impeach Newsom. And those are growing. And if you remember, that's the way it started against Gray Davis.
Correct, yeah. And I think that the entitlement and the arrogancy that we see is something that's bringing people that normally wouldn't even respond. So I think it's really it could happen. And now we have a potential governor, Christian, solid, conservative Republican who's black, which really helps. And I love the guy. I'm behind him all the way. And we had that event. And then we have an event coming up with Mike Huckabee that American Faith is sponsoring with pastors in Southern California. And then we're going to do a 9/11 event. And we've already got senators, congressmen, mayors coming to that event, police chief for Anaheim. We're going to remember, we call it 9/11 and beyond. We're going to remember what happened at 9/11, and we're going to go beyond, and we're going to honor the first responders during this period of COVID shutdown in Southern California.
Well, and this is something that's needed, whether it's California and Ignites around the country, around the world for that matter, because this is all spiritual based. I mean, you are fighting that unseen enemy by taking a stand. And as the Apostle Paul said, having done all to stand, keep standing. And you keep
Correct.
Standing on the truth of God. That's what gives you strength. I see that in Donald Trump. I mean, people sometimes, you know, want to ignore that. But what I appreciate, and I shared this with a Tea Party group that I spoke to in Florida a couple months ago. I said, you know, what I appreciate about the president is that he doesn't waver because, you know, he sits on the truth. And, you know, like he told people about COVID, he said, do not let the cure be worse than the disease. And we're there, aren't we not?
Oh, we are. You know, when you see on the front page of the CDC that there are more deaths now from suicide than from COVID, you got to scratch your head and say, what are we doing here? Ronald Reagan once said, evil is powerless if the good are unafraid.
Yes.
And if you classify yourself good, meaning not perfect, but good, you have a good heart, you have good intentions, then don't be afraid. Don't let fear overwhelm you. The Apostle Paul said that there's a spirit, that fear is a spirit. And when we fall prey to the spirit of fear, and that's different than this human kind of fear that if I step in front of a car, I'm going to get hit. No, this is a spiritual dimension, as you said earlier. And if we understand that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and a sound mind. And I just want to highlight that last piece, a sound mind.
Exactly.
Good logical thinking has disappeared from much of what we see going on in the media today.
Mm-hmm. Because it's all about clicking, Phil. It's all about the headlines. I mean, CNN and the mainstream media, they're really not interested in finding a solution to all this because a solution isn't, you know, because then they got to come up with something tomorrow. They got to be creative enough to, you know, come up with something new that's going to be interesting and fulfilling for its readers. Right now, we're being jerked around by these headlines that are self-serving. They do nothing to enlarge or encourage the body politic.
Oh, correct. And the challenge that we have is not only are we overwhelmed with the information dominance, as the U.S. military uses that term for part of their warfare, but we're also challenged with what's even true. And I think we all know this, but there's so many different shades of how they pitch something that I find myself going, can I just find out what really happened?
Exactly.
And that's our challenge today, because if I hear a lie long enough, I might embrace it at least as a half truth. Because my mind doesn't know what's going on. And I think that's what you're seeing. I think that's what's happening with this mail-in ballots. I just heard a statistic that 60% of the polling places in America are either churches or schools. How convenient that we have churches and schools closed so we can't have people go in and vote in November.
Mm-hmm.
That to me sounds like a strategy.
Exactly. No, you're exactly right. And this other deal about the mail-in voting, which they're ignoring, I mean, they tell you that post office is ill-fitted for it, but the Postmaster General says we have enough money through 2021. It's not like the billions of dollars that are being held up right now, they're being debated and holding up money that needs to go to, you know, suffering Americans. This is another plan, you know, from the Democrats as a wedge issue to make President Trump, you know, look bad and not be a catalyst for success or a catalyst for a solution here.
Well, I've got to give credit to the Democrats and who all is involved in this. This was highly developed and has a lot of tentacles to it. This whole approach of attack. The obvious ones were not so smart, like let's impeach him. But but what's happening now with COVID and how they're using this crisis to create problem with the election is a brilliant move. It reminds me of Proverbs that says, beware of those who lie in wait to shed innocent blood.
Yeah, wow.
You know, danger there. Danger.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we need to be aware. And, you know, this is why a biblical worldview and being a pursuer of the truth is so critical, especially in these daunting times, which George Barna in his latest study has indicated
that the church right now is failing the test. We're letting go of some key moral moorings that are going to not serve us in a manner in which they could. Bill Hotzenpiller, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it, Bill.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What was to be a crowd of 50,000 people for a week-long celebration in Milwaukee will now just be a couple of hundred people and a lot of online events. The Democratic National Convention beginning this evening. It will feature speeches this evening from former First Lady Michelle Obama and Senator Bernie Sanders. Meanwhile, President Trump is going to Wisconsin this evening for a rally in Oshkosh. After violence broke out in the streets of Chicago again over the weekend as officers clashed with rioters, Chicago's Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot says it was agitators at the protest that sparked all that violence.
We are absolutely not going to tolerate people who come to these protests looking for a fight.
Some protesters said it was police who showed up looking for a fight.
The police showed up with shields, batons, and pepper spray.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, you ready to talk gourmet backyard barbecue? You mock my idea of a gourmet backyard barbecue? Well, you know nothing, and you will learn a lot if you stay tuned, because we've got Chef Jeff Anderson with us. He's an executive chef, and we're going to up the game in your backyard, and you will be the talk of your neighborhood, because suddenly they're going to go, whoa, that's where we want to be, because they know how to produce a gourmet backyard barbecue. That's what this is all about, because this summer getting outdoors for some fresh air with a family can serve as a retreat. And whether you're firing up the grill in your backyard or on the patio or porch, at-home grilling is a perfect way to savor the season, don't you think? As I mentioned, executive chef Jeff Anderson is with us, and he's got some recipes and tips to create a delicious barbecue menu that you can really feel good about and make your neighbors jealous. Chef Jeff develops new products and recipes for consumers. Chef, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Are you kidding me? I'm looking forward to this. I'm already getting hungry, and we haven't even got into a big conversation here. So with all the at-home cooking, it seems like we've made everything. So what is your recommendation for a great meal?
Well, you know what? I think a great meal starts with great ingredients. So I can confidently recommend our Open Nature products, which you'll find available exclusively at your local neighborhood Safeway or Albertsons stores. And there's a couple of reasons why I feel confident in these products. The first is that they're great tasting and high quality, but more importantly, they're non-GMO, no artificial flavors or preservatives, and free from 110 additives. That is really important right now because everyone's concerned about making sure they stay healthy, and they're also concerned about what they're putting in their bodies. So lots of options for plant-based and gluten-free and high protein, but there's more than 500 products to choose from. So if you can't find a way to put a delicious meal on the table with 500 ingredients or more, we've got problems.
Well, the other thing, too, is has to do with value and price. And some people are concerned whenever we talk about natural products that that means expensive. That's not necessarily the case, is it?
No. And so, you know, one of the things I mentioned was what's in those products and that they're preservative-free and that sort of thing. If you compare our Open Nature products to the national brand price, you're going to find that the price is the same or lower. The quality is better. But more importantly, if you flip it over and look at the nutritional label, it's not about what's in it. It's about what's not in it. And I think that, you know, in that sense, you can't short yourself. It's like what we put in our bodies right now is critical, and we all want to stay healthy and feeling good.
Exactly. And, Chef, you know, about feeling good and being satisfied. Natural products, boy, they haven't let me down. I got to tell you, since I've gone, you know, more and more natural, I feel more satiated, more satisfied, you know, as opposed to having something that, you know, comes and goes so quickly, right?
Yeah, well, it's like, you think about it, it's like to have, for example, I got a great menu for you today, but there is no starch on that menu. So that menu is primarily protein and vegetable based. That's a great approach. It's like as we start to kind of worry about what we're eating and how we're enjoying it, it's like simplifying your meals and eating, you know, better quality is really critical. And we can, because we don't have the starches, we can eat a little bit more of the things that feel good, like the protein. Right. That's great for, you know, the essential building blocks of your body and maintaining your health.
How about an appetizer? You know, we're getting the main course ready, but we need an opening attention getter. Give us a great appetizer to share.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't have to be complicated. And so whipping a little bit of some organic cream cheese with some hot sauce and a bit of honey and a pinch of sea salt is a great way to make a fantastic dip. And that dip can be served with a variety of things. It can be served with, you know, cut vegetables, broccoli florets, that sort of thing. Or you can use something like our Everything flatbread crackers, which have a little bit of crushed fennel and some pepper on top of it. You know, and those in itself have a lot of great flavor. We've also got ones that are topped with sesame seeds. Those personally are my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
I love the flavor of toasted sesame seeds, but to have that dip made ahead of time, you know, so you're not doing anything last minute, it's a convenient way to kind of get a great, dynamic, no-fuss start to the meal.
Yeah, and you kind of get your taste buds warmed up to what's coming for the main course, right?
That mango habanero hot sauce will definitely kick things off.
Exactly. All right, let's talk the grill. Give us something for the grill.
Well, you know, grilling is a great way to prepare seafood. My favorite standby for grilling, when you've got more than, you know, one person enjoying the meal is to do something like a mixed grill, which is a classic steakhouse style preparation. It used to be in the old days, you go in a steakhouse and there would be steaks on the menu and someone would say, I don't want steak. I want something different. A mixed grill would be a skewer with a variety of different proteins. So in this case, I'm doing summertime skewers with shrimp, sea scallops, and smoked chicken apple sausage. The smoked chicken apple sausage from Open Nature is raised with no antibiotics, so that's really fantastic for you. The smoke pairs really well with the seafood. By putting similar-sized cuts on the same skewer, for example, the shrimp and the scallops, things cook in roughly 4 to 5 minutes per side, so they come off the grill at the same time. But the reason I like cooking with the Open Nature seafood is it's got the responsible choice label. And that means that it's been raised or caught in ways to help safeguard the ocean and keep the ecosystems thriving. And on top of tasting great and looking great, it's good for both your body and for the earth.
Yeah, and we love responsible eating like that too, Chef. Thank you for sharing that. Hey, let's talk salads, okay? How about a salad to serve? What would you recommend?
Well, I'm going to, you know, we're spending a lot of time putting our seafood skewers together and grilling those, so it's something you can make in advance and kind of saving some time. So the salad I'm going to suggest is not about the salad so much as it is about the dressing. The dressing's convenient because it blends peanut butter, crunchy peanut butter, or creamy, but I prefer crunchy, along with some sesame ginger dressing. And that's the kind of jumping off point for like a Thai-style salad. Use whatever you can find in the market, whether it's zucchini or squash. Get some fresh herbs like cilantro and basil. Combine all that together and then coat it with this peanut dressing, and you get a very Thai-style salad. And so it's got a lot of crunch and color and texture and taste, and it's the perfect accompaniment to that salad or to the mixed grill because it's really fresh and vibrant.
Exactly.
You know, but you don't have to just use zucchini or squash. Use whatever you can find that's seasonal and appropriate. This should be a dish you go to all year round.
Yeah, great idea. Let's talk dessert. What can we find to match this summertime grilling meal?
You know, you were talking about gourmet early on, and I don't think this is really gourmet, but I think it's fun. And so that I'm going to go for ice cream sandwiches. Just for kind of change of pace, I'm going to make them with our new non-dairy frozen dessert that's made with cashew milk. We also have them with almond and oat milk as a variety, and different flavors to choose from. But to make ice cream sandwiches ahead of time and have them in the freezer, my favorite is snickerdoodles as the cookie of choice, but I also like chocolate chips. I like oatmeal. I like to mix and match for variety. And then you can let people kind of decorate their own with either cinnamon, sugar, cocoa, chocolate sprinkles, rainbow sprinkles, anything like that. But just to be able to make these in advance of people coming over, you could load up a week's worth of ice cream sandwiches and have them ready to go. Just, you know, fire at will.
Great ideas. Chef, we got to wrap things up. So how can people get these items and where can we find these recipes and learn more?
You can go to either Safeway or Albertsons.com/Open Nature to learn about Open Nature products. You can go to the recipe section there to get the recipes. You can also take advantage, just as a reminder, of, you know, shopping online and using our stores for drive up and go or delivery, just to give you a little bit more time to get back to the grill and make a great meal.
I'll tell you, time for a gourmet barbecue, backyard barbecue extravaganza and experience. And we are grateful to Chef Jeff Anderson, executive chef, for bringing all these great ideas to our taste buds. Jeff, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call Get Callers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just a real quick warning here. If you ever speak French and Russian, the tongue twisters are just, I mean, your tongue will be sore for a while. I just want to warn you, you know, just in case. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and Adam Holtz is there in Colorado Springs, still loving Jesus because, hey, he's still on the throne, isn't he?
That is correct, and I'm also hanging on your preposition, so just be warned.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes, I mean, it's not like you need a full, you know, COVID dressing or anything like that in order to hang on the preposition.
No, it's
because
true.
We even do that very socially distant.
Yeah.
You know, hey, I got to tell you, what's the situation there in terms of churches? Are they opening again, even in spite of what the governor is saying?
It's a mixed bag. There are some that have. There are quite a few that have opened briefly and almost immediately had to shut down because of cases. I know there are 3 or 4 fairly large churches in town that started up and then had to close down because they had multiple cases. And,
wow.
You know, I can't remember if we've talked about this or not. My wife is a pastor at one of the big churches here in town, and they've taken a relatively conservative, as you know, in regards risk taking approach. Mm-hmm. Mostly because we have a very old population in our church.
Right.
It's an older group, and so I think that, you know, we're seeing the gamut of churches saying we really value being together, and we're doing everything we can to protect against the possibility of someone being infected. And we're seeing other churches that are saying, you know what, we're going to wait till this thing, you know, levels out a little bit more before we take that risk. So it kind of runs the gamut.
No, I understand. And can appreciate all sides. I mean, because you have, you know, people just saying, well, you know, is God behind the church or not? You know, you get into some of those philosophical conversations and challenges that go on. I know in Southern California, John MacArthur, a body of 7,000 opened again this past week and said, hey, look, it's business as usual. You know, I'm praying for those churches that are opening up that they do not experience something adversarial because, you know, this is a time for the church to really stand out and demonstrate a difference.
Right.
And by that, I mean, there's all kinds of ways to demonstrate a difference in faith in God.
Yes.
I'm not necessarily one to say, look, we should go and hold on to snakes and
right.
to prove our faith. I'm not there, but I think, like in particular, you know, with your wife's church, where you know you have an older population, you do want to protect them. They're naturally protective for the most part anyway, because they know just by their age, vulnerability, if they've got issues of immunity.
Right.
I see a high level of sensibility, you know,
right.
responsibility and sensibility to that end, as opposed to the way the government would want us to believe. It's like we're all stupid and we don't know better. You know, we're
right.
just going to
well,
go ahead.
Always, as with so many things, there's a blend of faith and wisdom. I think that we want to really be people who are, that we're bold in our faith, that mm-hmm. we don't have to live in fear. And by the same token, I think sometimes we, you know, in the name of faith, we can also do things that are a little bit reckless, you know? And so there's that tension there between what does it look like to act in faith and really understanding our core commitment to each other in the body of Christ and the deep, deep importance of being with each other physically. You know, there, Jesus came in the flesh, right? And he came into a place that was metaphorically disease-ridden. And so I think there are going to be certain people who are going to say, you know what, I feel like I have a real call to step into this thing and really be present. And others may not be at that place. And so I think it's a textbook sort of gray issue, if you will.
Well, we know from the Bible is if you're in step with God and he's ordering your steps and you do
right.
what he's called you to do, like what example, when you know, when the children of Israel were out in the desert, God said, hey, go ahead and take on the land. And they decided not to. And then they realized they kind of messed up and they said, hey, we're going to go. Well,
right.
no, you missed the bus. And now you're on your own bus. You're not on
right.
God's bus. And then what happened? They get pulverized. Okay,
right.
so... You know, what we're saying right now, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you take with a grain of, you know, spiritual wisdom here. You know, we're not telling you to defy God. I mean, that's the last thing that we need to do. We're going to get ourselves in more trouble, and we're not going to, you know, present the right testimony of differential for those people of faith who believe in God, who trust that God is ordering our steps, because we know that when we do that and we're aligned with God, you know, fear is not a factor.
Right.
You know,
the safest place to be is in
exactly.
the middle of God's will.
Amen. Amen. And that's what we want to encourage people. And that's, and all this to say, this is what, in essence, Plugged In is all about. Plugged In
right.
is plugging into God. It's plugging into, you know, what is going on in the media availability so that we are consistent and we are walking as our steps have been ordered by God so that it would go well for us and our families, right? Is
yeah.
that fair?
That is totally fair. You know, and we live in a world full of influences. And I love, you know, what Paul has to say at the beginning of Romans chapter 12. He talks about not being conformed, you know, to the thinking
yes.
of the world, but being transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is. And I think sometimes we make God's will into like this mystery that's hidden that we have to figure out. And I think Scripture is actually reasonably clear that we can know what God's will is because it's not a secret. You
that's
know?
Correct.
And
yeah, why would we be held accountable if we didn't know?
Exactly.
And plus, what you point out, these are competing issues, really.
Right.
You know, you're either going to be conformed to the world's
exactly
doctrine
right.
or God's doctrine, right?
That's
the choice.
It's a zero-sum game.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going one way or the other. And I love the way J.B. Phillips puts it. He says, don't let the world squeeze you into its mold. And so, you know, I think with regard to coronavirus, there is an opportunity for us to ask the question, how would God have me live in this moment? You know, there's a lot of fear, but God doesn't want us to live in fear. He doesn't want us to be foolish.
Right.
But there are opportunities to love people, to take appropriate risks. And again, I'm not talking about being reckless, but to say, Lord, where are you at in this? And where would you have me, potentially my family? How can we be a voice of hope and a winsome voice of truth?
Mm-hmm.
In a time when we're locked down, still, a lot of us. And,
exactly.
And even if we're not locked down by the government, there are a lot of people locked down by fear.
Mentally. Yeah, exactly. Well, and that was my next question to you is, why did God warn us so much about fear? What is so powerful about fear and so ungodly about fear that God, you know, repeatedly warns us, I think something like 365 times.
Yeah, it's 365. That's what I've always heard. I've not counted them up myself.
But I've got to count them.
Yes.
So we know for sure. But go ahead.
I think fear is the antithesis of faith. You know, I think when Jesus is in the boat with the disciples, he says, you know, why are you so afraid? Where's your faith? And when we're fixated on the possibility of loss, almost by definition, our eyes aren't on God.
Mm-hmm.
And so he calls us into, you know, lifting our eyes toward him, just like as Peter walked on the water. When he's looking at Jesus,
yes,
he was able to do it.
Case in point. Yeah.
And the second he looks at the waves, he plunges under. And I think it's the nature of the beast. You know, though I rode motorcycles forever, this is a weird example, but I think it's germane to the conversation. Mm-hmm. And when I was going to motorcycle training school, mm-hmm. or safety school, they said, you go where you look.
Yes.
Your eyes, the motorcycle will follow your eyes, and it's called target fixation.
Target focus or target fixation. Yes,
and,
exactly.
And so if you have an obstacle appear in front of you, if you look at that obstacle, you're going to drive right into it. But if we look around it, you know, we look for the way out, we're not fixated on the obstacle, we're fixated on the way around. And I think that there's a parallel relationship with our relationship with God.
Good point.
That, you know, when we're looking at him, we're not looking directly at the thing that's causing us to be afraid. And frankly, it's so much easier to say than it is to live, and we need each other to help live that out, right?
Yeah. A step at a time, a decision at a time.
Yes.
We got to talk about some of the DVD and streaming issues at PluggedIn.com.
Yeah.
You feature The Silencing, Project Power, Fearless, Sputnik, The High Note.
Yep.
The Wretched, How to Build a Girl, Mr. Peabody and Sherman. So we got about a minute left. we've done it again. So
yeah.
Go ahead and hit the highlights.
You know, Fearless is probably the most family-friendly of those. This is an animated movie on Netflix about a guy who is really into video games, mm-hmm. and he unwittingly unleashes the hero and villain in the game. And it is a movie that I think is a great one for our time because it's about the importance of moving out of virtual reality into real reality.
Is that Buzz? Am I seeing Buzz in that, or is that a Buzz-like
character?
No, it's
not Buzz, but it's going to remind you of Buzz. So there
okay.
you go.
Okay. Well, I didn't mean to, you know, spoil the surprise on anybody else.
No.
Okay, 30 seconds. What other one?
You know, almost everything else this week that's new is rated R, but a couple of the movies you mentioned, The High Note, especially Mr. Peabody and Sherman, are new things on video, so check out the reviews for those if you're looking for some other, you know, potentially pseudo-family-friendly options.
So good stuff to choose from. PluggedIn.com is where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. We're grateful to our partners, if I can say that, with Focus on the Family, of course.
Absolutely.
Adam Holtz. Thank you so much, Adam. Appreciate
Thanks
it, buddy.
So
Take care. All right, God bless. Be safe.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated?